I'm a wimp. I'm a total wimp. I was playing volleyball with this guy, and he was doing all these crazy things. He was doing spikes. He's like, "Ah! You see that spike? You see that spike? Ow!" You see that set? You see that set? Ow, it hurts your hand a lot. Ow. People worry too much about the news. I mean, if they sold the complete season of the news on DVD, people would probably buy it. Think about it. They do. Oh, cool. I thought it was the news, though. You could just turn it on. It's kind of always on. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to throw that joke out because it makes too much sense. What? So back to me being a wimp. I'm a total wimp. People are so big. They're bigger than me in every direction, all right? I mean, I thought I could meet friends who are, like, really big and you know, and in PE, and then I realized there's a reason I don't hang out with these people, because they could eat me, okay? That's why I don't hang out with them. So I'm a wimp. People like to go camping. They say stuff like, I just want to escape from life. I want to escape. What are you trying to escape from, okay? A shower? A working toilet? Look at that countryside. It's so beautiful. Do you know what would make that countryside even more beautiful? Plumbing. Yeah. Boy Scouts, I had a lot of Boy Scout friends, and they think they're so manly just because they went camping, and they're so tough. They come back, and they're like, "I'm manly." Oh, let me get this straight. So you slept with a bunch of your guy friends in a bunch of colored bags, looking up at the stars, eating chocolate marshmallow bonbons. Yeah, that's real manly. Yeah, camping. Oh, yeah. Why do people feel they have to, like, risk their lives? I mean, camping is dangerous, all right? They're like, "Oh, I like to put my life on the line because it makes me thankful I'm alive." You know what makes me thankful I'm alive? Lunch. All right, just do that. I could go for lunch right about now. People say stuff like, okay, now everything's sugar-free or fat-free. Okay, why are you telling us what's not in food? I mean, what if it's not labeled? Like, it is just an apple, and it's not sugar-free or fat-free? Oh, this apple must have fat and cholesterol. Oh, look, fat-free apples. I'll try some of those. That joke is dead. But, okay. Work is bad. My hamster committed suicide. What the heck was that hamster thinking? Carrots just don't taste the same anymore. I feel like there's a void in my cheeks. He killed himself while he was running in the wheel. His, like, head got chopped off. What was he thinking? I feel like I'm going nowhere. Don't get hamsters. They don't love you. All right, they're this big. In fact, they're trying to get away from you. And then hamsters, they get sick. They get sick. What are you supposed to do? It's this big. Take it to the doctor? Okay, what's the doctor going to do? Take its temperature? Yeah, rat kebab. That's what that is. Did you know that bird flu is going to kill everybody in about 2 years ago? And that makes me think, I think we should build a wall to keep out of the Asian birds and put quotas on the immigration of Asian birds. And that way we could give them the jobs of American birds, but for a lot less, you know. Old men would be sitting on park benches and be like, "Ah, ha, ha, Tweedledee, two breadcrumbs for you. Oh, Tweedledoe, two breadcrumbs for you. I love your song. Oh, if it isn't from Asia, Tweedledee, only one breadcrumb for your song. No, you don't have any papers. I can send you right back." Tweet, 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 tweet. That's what it would look like. I think it's a Asian bird flu. I think it's a good thing there's no chicken in McNuggets, though. I had a cat, too. But then it peed on everything, so my parents sent it to a farm. Cats don't go to farms. Squeaky went to a farm like we're liberating the Iraqi people right now, okay? Mom, what happened to Squeaky? Oh, honey, she's at a farm. Mr. President, where are the weapons of mass destruction? They are at a farm. It's a happy farm. They're playing with other weapons of mass destruction. I've got one more joke. This is it. So I was making out with this girl. That's my curfew.
That's Ben Lee. Isn't he fantastic?